Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 13 kulwezi 2022 ngokepstube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Yebo uphiwe imota ye-Mercedes Benz eyokuthi asebenzise eye-PMED.
Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo uMnumzana Douglas Monzora wanikwa ipulazi lezimota nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Abantu laba bagoqela ubaba uStrike Mkandla, ubaba uMatthew Sibanda, ubaba uKim Kala nomama uMildred Mkandla.
Uyaxozela okumangalisayo kubandla lezaphu osekuxotshwe amalunga ucathakelwa ukuba badonsela ibandla leli egangeni.
Abantu bacina bezitshela ukuthi kambe leyo bekungumcimbi oqondileyo kumbe bekungumcimbi wokuthi i-political party i-ZANU-PF yezokhwezilisa igama layo.
Babambe wangaphansi abantu kulandela okwenziwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezijenge idlaladeli likaSandra Ndebele elitsha ngemali edlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola emelika. Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulo msakazo. Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo LMDCT uMnumzana Douglas Monzora kubikwa uba wanikwa ipulazi lezimota nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. UMonzola laye utshele umsakazi weStudio 7 ukuba kuliselesikhathi wathola ipulazi esabeleni seMatenikaland. Uthe wanikwa imota nguhulumende esanda kuba ngumkhokheli webandla ngumkhokheli wamabandla aphikisayo kudala lephalamende. UMnumzana Witness Dube ophethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethula kwembiko ku-MDCT uthi akumangalisi ukuthi uMonzola ulepulazi njalo wanikwa imota nguhulumende.
Mayelana neplazi, ubaba uMonzola uleplazi ali-aplayela kuhulumende ngomnyaka ka-1998, ibandla le-MDC lingakabi khona. Walithola ngawo lowo mnyaka ka-1988 lelo plazi enyanga. Qalisa ukulima kilo izimvu ngawo lowo mnyaka ka-1988. Ngiyakhumbula ngomnyaka ka-2014 wayefuna la ukuthi kuCongress abise ama-carriage lalokhu nalokhuyana ayekukhipha eplazini lakhe. Njalo soke laba neminye imisebenzi efana nokuyenjiwa kwegolide khona lapho kulelo plazi. So liplazi elidala aba lalo 1 year ibandla le-MDC lingakabi khona. So lokho kuthiwa ulithole khathesi akusili iqiniso abakwazi ukudingisisa bangadingisisa bazakutshela ukuthi kunjengoba kunjalo liplazi yasebelalo kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1998 kanjalo ibandla le-MDC lathatha isinqumo ngo-2014 esokuthi umuntu nomuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi a-aplayele umhlaba alime. Yikho libona obabonyuke uprofesa Osman Nyube bangabalimi ubabuthwangirayo ngokwakhe wathi bhubha wayesengumlimi emoteni lapha ye bo uphiwe imota ye-Mercedes Benz eyokuthi asebenzise eye-PMED. Njalo lapho eyiphiwa kayisuke ngokuqala ukuthi aphiwe leyo mota ku-opposition. Ubaba uGibson Sibanda wayengu-leader of the opposition, wayehola njengominista, wayephiwa zonke izicoco zikaminista. Umama uThokozani Kuphe ngo-2013 nguye owaba yi-official leader of the opposition. Lesi sicoco siphiwa umuntu oyabe eyisinia kubandla eliphikisayo njalo esephalamende. Yikho lalingaphiwa ubaba uTsvangirai ngoba wayephandle. Waphiwa umama uKuphe, waphiwa imota e-Land Rover Discovery 4 abafunayo registration AEI 1831 ayiphiwa phezu kwemota yokuba lilunga lehlale lephalamende. Waphiwa njalo i-diplomatic passport yokuhambisa njenge-official leader of the opposition. Abanye bengakaphiwa. Wayekhona njengominista, wayelo-driver njengominista, wayelo-aide njengominista. So ubaba uMonzora ungena nje kulesi sikhundla ukuhamba lapho obekuvele kuhamba wonke ama-official leaders of the opposition okwakhe sokuphezulu ke ngoba kasakhokheli i-MDC alliance kuphela eyiyo elamalunga edala ephalamende amaningi usekhokhela nayo i-CCC.
UMnumzana Witness Dube uphethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla le-MDCT. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende kanye labanye bakumabandla aphikisayo. Uyaxokozela okumangalisayo kubandla lezaphu osekuxotshwe amalunga okucatshangelwa ukuba adonsela ibandla leli egangeni. UMnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla leli, uthi abantu lapha babevele bephikisa ubukhokheli bukamnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo kungakenziwa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress koBulawayo. UNdlovu uthi bangeke besebenzele abantu abaphikisa konke okwenziwa libandla lezaphu.
Akula muntu ophethiwe, abantu bazixhotshe bodwa. Ngifuna abantu bakunanzelele lokho ukuthi bazixhotshe bodwa ngabantu abaphambuka endleleni bakhethe yabo indlela. Abantu laba bagoqela ubaba uStrike Mkandla, ubaba uMatthew Sibanda, ubaba uKim Kala nomama uMildred Mkandla.
Benzeni okungenza ukuthi bezigxothe kubandla lezaphu?
I-constitution yethu yezaphu ayivumeli ilunga lebandla ukuthi lihambise ibandla e-court. Bahambisa ibandla e-court sisiya ku-Congress. Sakhomisana umlotha, sathi siphendukile i-Congress yaqhubeka, beyibo abaphethe umsebenzi we-Congress. Bathi sebenqotshiwe babuyela njalo e-port bephikisa impumela ye-Congress. Abadala bahlala labo phansi, bakhulumisana labo, sakhulumisana umlota njalo, bathi sokwedlule. Ujikijiki kwaba lezikhundla ezinye sokuhamba emhlabeni u-National Chairman, ubaba uMbayiwa, lo treasurer se-resignile. Babuya futhi bancintisa kulezo zikhundla, badliwa. Babuyela futhi e-court. Recently babuye bacitha umhlangano we-National Executive koBulawayo. Bedinga abantu babathengele utshwala bazobuya bazotshengisela lapha sihlangene khona sibuthene silungise indaba zephathi. Khathesi babhizi bahamba emaphandleni bethatha abantu bezaphu bethi bona balungiselela ukusungula inhlanganiso yabo. Yikho okwenze inkokheli zezaphu from presidency zahlala phansi zarecommenda ukuthi hayi kungcono sehlukane ba. I-presidency yasithatha udaba yalisa ku-National Executive Committee. I-National Executive Committee yavumelana la. Namhlanje siphuma ku-National People's Council, which is the highest decision making body between Congress, layo isivumelane lakho ukuthi sehlukane.
UMnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu, sixoxe laye ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Ernest Ndlovu, omunye waphikisa ubukhokheli bukaNkomo othi laye usexotshiwe kubandla leli.
Ukuxokozela kubandla kuba khona ngoba bakhona abavele abamiye ngabathi kanje njengomhla kaNkomo uzathola isapoti enkulu kakhulu, nakwenza wangena wayithola le sapoti ukuthi khona ungumta kaJoshua Ntuli owayeyimongameli yezaphu ngesikhathi se-liberating struggle up to the time ezizingene kwiyilisi lezamephiwo. So wangena but simbonisa ukuthi ndoda lokho okwenzileyo siyo democracy ngoba izaphu kayisiyo yelisa. Kumele ukuthi kwenzeke ima-structures, kukhule ima-structures, then wazi ukuthi thina uyaphila kuma-structures, uyabonakala ukuthi lokukhokheli bantu bazakukhetha, but abanye bamiyenga wangena, yikho saphikisana nakho. Hayi, sabona ukuthi hayi njengoba abantu abanye beyenelile wangena, akulani, kodwa sizabe siyokuthi imbonise ukuthi ingeneke ngekho emthethweni. Nakaphethi nje ngikhuluma baningi abantu asebebonile ukuthi ubukhokheli bakhe kabuyisi lapho ndawo.
Sebelixothile kumbe kuhamba njani kona ngokuzwa kwakho?
ukuthi kotha ngibona kumedia le social media ukuthi uthi yena nesikhulumeli sakhe naye nxa ekhuluma ukuthi sebesiqothile ngoba kukhanya sifuna ukufona eyiphathi eyiphathi leyathi sifuna ukuyifoma akwazi ukuthi niyithethe ngathi yipropaganda yamanga le afuna ukuthi khona atigebreze kwanda abadala abathele bekhona kuzaphi kwenzela ukuthi ayenze intambo yakhe nephasi yezaphi kumbe sefuna ukuthi khona akhulise indlela yelisa ukuthi izaphi ithiyelwane ngokwelisa ingathiyelwane ngokwedemokrasi.
Umnumzana Ernest Ndlovu ukubandla lezaphu sixoxela ekobulawayo. Babambe owangaphansi abantu kulandela okwenziwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezidenge idlalade likaSandra Ndebele Elija ngemali edlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola eMelika. Kubikwa ukuba umnumzana Mthuli Ncube, umphathintambo wezemali, uthenge idlalade likaSandra Ndebele Elija ngemali efika phose inkulungwane ezilijumi zamadola eMelika, 8,500 United States dollars. Umnumzana Thino Machakaile, umsekelo umphathintambo obona ngezemidlalo, yena ukhokhe amadola azinkulungwane ezilijumi lantathu, 13,000 United States dollars. Kulabanye njalo abadlelana lohulumende abakhokhe imali eningi okumangalisayo. Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso yeProgressive Residents Association, ngomunye wababambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakale izolo kusihlwa kobulawayo.
Sizile lapha kulenza umcimbi lowo okaSandra Ndebele umhlabeni odumileyo owenzakale ngale Pretoria Grounds. Ube ngumcimbi sibilo kulodumo ngesikhathi kuyiwa khona. Kodwa-ke bathi abantu bekhona ngale sebesuka lapho sokukhitshwa izimali kwaphanye ngathi kulokukhonona. Abantu bayakhonona ukuthi kuphanye ngathi sesiba labantu isibashe lomthuli laba bona abantu abaziwayo kupolitics abakhupha imali eziningi. So abantu bathina bezitshela ukuthi kambe leyo bekungumcimbi oqondileyo kumbe bekungumcimbi wokuthi i-political party yeZANU-PF yezokhwezela igama layo. So abantu bayakhonona khona bana abanye sibili hayi uyeza bekhonona. Yikohlala nje sithi ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kuba kusho ukuthi nxa sezindele ezikakhulu ezama-artists ezama-sports kuthi la abantu abaziwayo kakhulu amapholijeni amakhulu angathi asondele eceleni ngoba angakhanye seveze kakhulu ikhanda abantu bagcina sebesolala bengasakwazi kambe lokhu yikho kumbe ayisikho. So ke sikhuluma kanje bakhona abantu abakhonana abathi hhayi umcimbiwana babona ngathi selewona ubunge wezanu KF kodwa ubuye nje icashile ngendlela yokuthi kuzolonke i-albhamu.
Kodwa-ke phela lapha Sibindi bayancedisa ngokutsho kwabo, bancedisa-ke abantu abangabomama abaculayo, bancedise futhi lamadoda. So akuncedini khonokho?
Yes, ukuncedisa akulantwembi, kodwa phela singakhohlwa ukuthi eZimbabwe sabantu abaningi abahluphekileyo sibili abangelani. Silabantu ama-childhood families, silabantu lapha abagogekileyo abafuna uncedo, silabo abantu abadala abangasenelisiyo abanye sibona oshinela izindlu lapho ikhansi bathathela impahla. Abantu abathwele nzima abaphila impilo everyday. So sithi thina nxa khona ukusenzakala kuna bona abantu belaba abakhanyele kwesakikho ukuthi nxa usifika ukukhanyisa uthutha nisiyathiya emcimbini kuphela kodwa hamba phansi ungabona. Yikho kuhlupha abantu ukuthi bancedise omama akulantwembi, ukuthi bancedise ama-artist akulantwembi, kodwa phela abaqale ngapha phansi la abahluphe kakhulu ngoba abantu eZimbabwe into zinzima.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, ukunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Kuthi-ke umnumzana Nkululeko Innocent Dube okuqembule iyasa uthi kuhle kakhulu okwenziwe nguMandebele.
Simtshayela ihlombe uMandebele ngakwenzileyo, simtshayela ihlombe ngokwanelisa ukuphakamisa abantu bepolitiki, aphakamise osomabhizimisi, aphakamise umphakathi wonke, labantu esibe singacabangeli ukuthi bangaza kwaBulawayo bazoxhasa omunye wethu. Kuhle akwenzileyo, siyambongela. Kuhle ukuthi sibone abantu bebuya bezothi gwaqa komunye wethu, kumntwana wethu, bemxhasa, bemtshengisa uthando abalutshengisileyo izolo. Ngimtshayela ihlombe ngalokho, ngithi asifundeni kuye sonke, ngithi labanye ababuyayo bafunde kuye babone ukuthi ayisiyonto eliphupho nje ukuthi singanelisa ukuzidonsa, singanelisa ukubadonsa osomkhulu bethu beze bazosixhasa kulokho kwenzayo. Yikho ngithi hayi ngimtshayela ihlombe uMandebele kulokho.
Baba Dube, ubona ngazani kumele kwenziwe kwabanye yini kumbe abantu babele kube kuchothoza besithi lokho ngokuyinto kwezanu-PF?
Lapho kulezo mbangazwe khona kumbe ngithi politics kuvele kujayele ukuhlupha, kusiya ngokuthi benzeni njalo benzele bani. wawuthola abantu bedonselana ukuthi into enhle kumbe into embi. Lokho besikukhangelele njengoba nje Sandra ubesethula idlalade lakhe. Kodwa ke ngithi mina nxa bebuye babuya bamxhasa ngandlela bamxhase ngayo, bamupha bamphe khona esikubonileyo esikuzwileyo. Kuyinto enhle. Asingabaninelini khatshana ngoba kusasa savuka sikhale futhi sitikabasenzeli. Sinjalo ke thina abantu ngoba mhlaba engenzanga sizathi thina gabenzi. Mhlaba yenzile sizathi bayenzele uzibani. Asibakhuthazeni ke ukuthi benzele loba ngubani. Nanku amaNdebele baqale ngaye mhlawumbe kabaqali ngaye kodwa ke sithi abayenzele labanye kuhle lokho asingathini into enhle inhle ukuthi yenziwe ngubani. Hayi ngenye indaba leyo siyakhala ukuthi ama artists ethu kawasekelwa. Nanku omunye wethu sekelwe kasimxhaseni bese sikhuthaza ukuthi baxhase labanye kusasa.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Innocent Dube ukhokhela iqembu le-IASA sixoxela ye ekoBulawayo. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joseph Biden usekhuthaze amazwe wonke ukuba alwisane ngamandla kumbe avimbe ukudumala komkhathi. UBiden wethule umbiko lo emhlanganweni omkhulu ohlolisisa isimo somkhathi emhlabeni wonke jikelele wenzelwa kwele Egypt. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Ibandla lamademocrats selenise ukuvimba elama-Republicans kuba lithathe izihlalo eziningi kudaba le-Senate kulandela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngeviki ephelileyo. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba ama-Democrats aselezi zihlalo ezingamajumi amahlanu kuthi elama-Republicans lezi zihlalo ezingamajumi amane lasiyangalo lunye 49. Lokhu kusabalwa amavoti kudalele House of Representatives. Elibhrithani libika ukuba eleRussia lifuna ukuba bonke abantwana bengene kubutho. Silesizwe ezamasiko. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sikhuluma lomnumzana Samuel Mabhena, indoda ke ekathi khona ngale eGadade. Sizokuthi bahambe njani oMabhena. Mabhena, sizakwamukela kuhlelo kwabo.
Hayi, angibonge.
Ye, akusitshele, sizokuthobela ikhona ngale emcimbini weGadade. Akusitshela ngamafutshane.
Yebo, hayi, kesizile. Sizobungaza usuku olukhulu olwamaqhawe esizwe somthwakazi. Khumbula lapho ibutho lembizo lensukamini aphelela khona bezama ukuvikela isizwe somthwakazi ngesikhathi yabelungu sebezohlasela bethatha umhlaba wakhe. Bekukuhle kakhulu ngempela ende kuyathokozisa ukubona ukuthi abantu bakithi baya kancane kancane bayananzelela ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi sizazi ubuzwe bethu nokuthi singobani, siqhamuka kuphi, singumthwakazi, singamahlabeni.
Ye, kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi liye emcimbini onje?
Futhi kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi imicimbi enje ibungazwe ngesizathu sokuthi siyisizwe somthwakazi. Sesilahlekile iminyaka neminyaka ngenxa yokuthi abelungu babevele befuna kube njalo ukuthi singakizazi ubuyithi bethu nokuthi singobani. Bani siyathi isizwe esingalamasiko aso asifile. So kubalulekile kakhulu ebantwini bakithi ukuthi babekwazi ukuthini, ukuthi babungaze bahlanganele emcimbini enjengayenake esizwe somthwakazi.
Singathi-ke ubuntu bamaNdebele libuveza njani nxa kule mcimbi enye?
Ubuntu bethu sibuveza owakuqala. Sibuveza ngokuthi sigqoke imvunulo yethu yesintu siyisize ukuthi vele thina as Africans sasuka salahlekelwa yikuthi sicabange ukuthi imvunulo eqondileyo ngiyabelungu. Bese kuthi thina singumthwakazi ngenxa yokuthi isizwe sethu samane salahleka kakhulu. Bese singasakwazi ukuthi vele imvunulo yethu yiphi. Kuqakathekile ukuthi siziveze sizibonise ukuthi kona hayi thina njengesizwe samthwakazi sigqoka kanje, sigqoke imvunulo yethu yesintu owakuqala. Okwesibili yikuthi sizibuthe sibekwazi ukuthi vele isizwe sethu njengomthwakazi sadatshulwa ngenhlonipho, siyisizwe esilenhlonipho ukwazi ubuntu bethu sihlanganisela namasiko ethu. kuqhubeka sikwazi ukuthi umuntu uyahlonipha omunye umuntu esizweni somthwakazi.
Ciba ngamafitshane khonapho ke baba Mapena.
Engingakutho siyisizwe somthwakazi, sengitho nje nabanye lezinye izizwe singama-Afrika, ukuthi kubalulekile bantu bakithi singama-Afrika lathi bantu bomthwakazi ukuthi sivuselele okwakithi, ngoba okwakithi sokwalahleka kakhulu. Njalo sivuse umthwakazi, qhubeka njalo sithi vuka mthwakazi sizwe, sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uzithole azibuye emasisweni.
Ye, lapha-ke besixoxa lo mnumzana Samuel Mapena, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu, kube khona ngale ke emcimbini wegadade. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa mfoko Mapena.
Angibonge qhawe lakithi.
Ye, ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Nanku esilethulele khona namhla kusigaba sokholo lwesiKristu.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo vuselela umoya, igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje sixoxa lohlaziya ezokholo kanye lezamasiko umnumzana Vusani Sfanda.
Sibonge babuNkomo labalaleli. Namhlanje into esiphathele yona ijule nje ngendlela eyisimanga. Sizathanda ukubheka ukuthi nga inkolo yesiko kuyangenelana na. Bantu bakithi abafe sizobheka kade kudala emuva. Inkosi zethu bezihola isizwe, zile sangoma sezwe, labaphuphi bezwe, labahlaziya amaphupho, lo mprofethi igogo lesizwe o imboni yakwantu. Yini imboni, yini igogo? Ngumprofethi ophathiswa isibane wezwe, oboniswa ophiwa indaba zezwe. Nguye umprofethi obeyigayida yenkosi. Isizwe besingathatha istephu singazange sazi ukuthi umprofethi uthini, o imboni igogo lesilithini. Uthola ukuthi umprofethi uyaboniswa ukuthi ke kule nto enje ezayo, ukuze sikwazi ukuyivika lento, bonke lwesithathu abantu abamazile bengayi emasimini bengathini, bahlale nje phansi. Umprofethi udlulisele enkosini, inkosi yenza imbizo idlulisele esizweni. Lento ibisiba lisiko, ihambisa isiba lisiko lesithatha sisebenzi, isiko lethu lithi ngolesithatha sisebenzi. So sekulisiko. Sometimes inkosi umprofethi aboniswe kusazoba lendlala esingazi ukuthi yophelela kuphi ngoba kunzima, but aboniswe ukuthi abantu abahambe bendaweni zamalinda lakho njelele bayocela every year, bayoshweleza bacela izulu benze 1, 2, 3 ngobuntu babo. Inkosi idlulisele isizwe, isizwe si-adapt-a lelokhu, sokusiba lisiko, isiko lethu. Isiko kube kuyindlela umdali akhomuniketha ngayo lesizwe through imboni zakwantu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu kakhulumi lawo wonke umuntu, kuba nalowo omkhethayo akhuluma naye. Lo okhethiwe ube dlulisele inkosi, inkosi idlulisele isizwe, sokusiba lisiko. Isiko bantu bakithi yindlela yethu yokuphila ebesiphiwa ngumdali, ebesikhalaza ngayo kumdali, ebesishweleza ngayo into zilunga, yindlela yethu. Isiko sodemonikhi. Izizwe lezizwe zilamasiko azo, zile ndlela yazo umdali obezi ezambula ngayo kuzo lezo zizwe. Amasiko ethu angeke afanane lamaJuzi, amasiko ethu angeke afanane lama-Arabs. Labo banamasiko abo. Umdali bezambula kusizwe ngesizwe through igogo o imboni umprofethi waleso sizwe, azambule ukuthi makunjenzani kanje. Le nto ibisiba yisiko lesizwe. Isiko libuya kumdali, libuya kuNkulunkulu. Isizwe sihlahla amasiko, sifile uNkulunkulu sifulathele leso sizwe. That's why Africa sithi silahlile amasiko ethu abesigayida, abesikhuza, abesibonisa indlela, abesixhumanisa lomdali. That's why namhlanje siyibhega yezinye izizwe. Namhlanje siyakhala, kwenze njani? Siyalamba, imvula kayinethi, siyakhala uNkulunkulu kasiboni, sizigqila zezinye inhlanga. Inkinga silahle amasiko ethu, indlela uNkulunkulu obekhuluma nathi through imboni zakhe to guide us. Isizwe sikulahlile konke lokho. Inkosi zamandulo bezinga muvi singazanga zabuza uNkulunkulu uthini zibuza umprofeti ubesebenzisa leli siko indlela abonisa umprofeti wakhe imboni ibonisa idlulisela inkosi ibisidlulise kusizo leyo protokholu siyilahlile that's why izweni kunje sithi siyamkhonza umdali silandela umdali kodwa silahlele ndlela sibonge mdali uNkulunkulu okhokho sixolele ninonto zonke konke lokhu sikulahlile sicela impethelelo njalo sikhuleka sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya sixoxa lohlaziya ezokholo lezamasiko umnumzana Busani Sfanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye neviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Linkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Linkomo. Wezemidlalo izamiso yonke imidlalo yeKasilaka Premier Soccer League yeZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa imidlalo yenkezo yeWorld Cup kwele Qatar. Imidlalo yeWorld Cup iqala kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Kulamaqembu amahlanu amele izwekazi leAfrika kumncintiswano lo. Silokhu sikwezemidlalo uMayfield indodana kaMqeqeqi oswadlula emhlabeni uBerry Daga ugijimisa iphupho elokungenisa iqembu abaliqale belomoyi uRichard Choruma. Kusigaba sika Division 1.
Udaba uthi iqembu lenzilikazi bayiqale ngemva kokunanzelela ukuba abadlali bomdlalo wenguquka ningi kakhulu emalokitshini abalisa emzilikazi emakhokhoba, Baba Fields kanye lengowenja njalo abanye babo bagcina beswele amaqembu okudlalela.
Today, we development yabafana abalama 16 years going upward. We are giving them a chance ukuthi bezikhulise ebhoreni, especially nxa befuna ukwenza ibhora as a profession. Our club currently is on the top of the log with Division 2. Kathesi into esiyikhangeleleyo ukuthi siwine promotion to Division 1. Kuyabe kuyi-first time for i-teams bekazi ukuthi promote to Division 1 because a lot of players ezemzilikazi makhokhoba zibenja zijabule ukudlalela ama-teams owayilendalo oZimbabwe Stars, oChicken Wing, oBlaya Chiefs but ama-players maningi kakhulu especially emzilikazi so even those abangakwaniyo ngale bezodlala ngapha.
Udaka uthi ngaphandle kokupha abadlali ithuba bahambisa abanye babo emazweni angomakhelwane.
Khona lokhu siyakuzama sisebenzelana namanye ama-agents aphandle kwelizwe ukuthi sihambise abanye abafana currently sihambise abanye abayi-3 eBotswana and we are waiting for another opportunity ngo-January ukuthi sihambise abanye and abanye abadlala kithi kumzilikazi sesinama-inquiry from local clubs ezipromote ku-Premier League nezinye orete ziku-Premier League so it's a project which is going on and on since we started it in 2017 Milo Richard Choruma now is late but we are still pushing his vision.
Udaka uthi iqembu lenzilikazi nxa lingaphumelela ukuyadlala kusigaba saphezulu lizabe liza ludinga usekelo oluvela emphakathini ngoba indleko zingabakhama.
Our biggest challenge is now is sponsorship. I feel us but we have managed to pull through but next year lapho esiya khona ku Division 1 it will be very very difficult for us to play because the budget will be 6 times to 10 times more than what we are paying now. So there are clearly even a community out there abakwanisayo bebuye bezosibukela besilandele ku-Facebook page yeTems Vigas Football Club bekhangele ukuthi senza njani.
Uqhubekele phambili uDanga wathi bengenza izimanga nxa bengathola usekelo lwemali.
I think well sponsored singakhipha abanye oPeter Ndlovu uAdam Ndlovu oMercedes Bantu oMzondiwa Mgadla uRichard Choruma Semvumo just to name a few old guys who used to play football at the highest level because our culture of football is in the boys. Asifuni ukubulala isiko lethu lemzilikazi makhukhuba ngobenja papa.
Ngesikhathi esadlala uMayfield udlalele amaqembu abalisa ele Real Stars kanye lele Highlanders njalo ekuthatheni kwakhe umhlala phansi ube yimanager yamaqembu abalisa ele Real Stars kanye lele Bantu Rovers. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Silukuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lolamhlanje. Lilale lo ungifistwe umthembo sithembayo ngathi unalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.